You always hurt the one you love. The one
you're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters, and I want to help you overcome your problems. I have a different way, and I want to share it with you. I just want to say before I continue my program, I was sunbathing yesterday, and I fell on my head as a big bump. And so I couldn't do it last night, but I'm all right now. And if I have a little problem, you'll excuse me. We have a program set up just in case I have a little problem. So what I'd like to do is to cure you from every known disease. About 95% of them are based in emotion. Now, I want to give you an example, since I'm always getting new people to listen to my program. So I want to show you something very, very simple. And I will continue with this very, very simple in many different ways. There's good and evil, you know that. It's obvious. Those who are wanting and straining to find the purpose of life. And the others are just looking for pleasure, 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 and feeling good about money and girlfriends and everything. Loving power. We are divided between these two. There's a mark in the middle that separates us. I went to spend my life in seeking the secret of life, the purpose of it. I would just want to know to let my listeners understand that I am of Jewish heritage, but I love this Jesus. I know he is different. I know he was able to cure people just by a touch and a look. I wanted to find that. It took a long time, but I had a beginning that enabled me to go forward to find the purpose of my life. Now, having said that, what I want to do is to cure you. But I cannot cure you as a human being. I have to have, let me see if I can explain it. I have to find the origin of my existence. I need to go back to the origin of my existence. Never mind whether it's my grandma, my great-great-great-grandma, great-great-great-great-great. I am an individual. Individual. So I have within me a spark that will lead me to, with all my suffering and all my searching, to find what Jesus, I'm a Jewish boy, I recognize that he did exactly all the things he did do and made a point about life and death and proved it. I believe that. I know that is true. And so up to a certain point, I was interested in, but people begin to call me or speak to me and say, could you help me with this? And lo and behold, I was able to help them to overcome every kind of problem, like magic. It took a long time. I'm not going to make the story long. I have this as a gift to you. I want you to know that in order for me to be the extension of his graciousness, to cure you of almost anything. I need you to be present. I can only do half when you listen to my program. That may be sufficient in the things I say, in the words I use. My name is Roy Masters. I will show it to you. I'll give you a phone number, 800-866-8886.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening again. I was mentioning just a few moments ago that I have found the cure of 95% of all the diseases and suffering, mental, emotional, and physical. Now, it comes in two parts. I hope the two parts are together. When Jesus experienced, I'm going to go back to him because he is explicitly able to cure anybody just by his presence and the way he speaks. Presence is important. If you really have a serious problem, may I suggest that you get in an airplane or a car and come to me on Sunday morning, and I will spend the whole day helping you to overcome your problems, I will be able to do it for nothing. I do not want money. I just want you to be there. I don't want you to give me a donation. I just want you to prove that every sickness and every disease can be cured through the extension of a human being. You hear how I said it? The extension of who? We have to start with that first. I believe in God. God is love. Love does not exist in this world, or very rare. The fact that we miss what love really is, when you think when you love a sweetheart, you're in love. No, you're in hell. And you have to be married and have your sex to find out. But the trouble is, the more you get into her, see, she's pulling you. Do you remember how many times I've said before, I had a little girl, and she says, my grandma wants to give me all these toys. I don't want to take them. What should I do? I said, do you feel the pull? And the little eight-year-old girl says, yes, grandpa. She calls me grandpa. I said, anytime you feel pull, that's temptation. And it will take you away from who you are and sever away from you from God. I want you to understand, when your mother, your grandmother, who is a wicked person in this business, in this situation, I know how wicked this grandma is. or she can go to hell as far as I'm concerned, but she's going to try to get that little girl. And her mother called me up and put her on the phone for me. And I said, whenever you feel a pull, it's just like a pull. You can't see it, you can't touch it, but you can sense it. It wants to pull you. Any pull, any fear of pull, will cause you to become subject to the person. Like the little boy with a driver in a car stops and gives ice cream to a young boy. Say, would you like this ice cream? And the pull, if he said yes, goodbye to the boy. If the boy says no thank you, feels the pull, he's free. That's the difference between freedom and death. And that has to be instilled into your children, but we're going to talk about that, yes. And so, coming back to the story, I said, can you not be angry when your mother, grandma, when you reject that all those toys that she wants to give you, you don't want them, and it's rightly so. If I was your mother or your mother was unwise, I would say, oh, don't hurt, make your grandmother upset. She's a nice person. Just take that and make her happy. No, I said, that's not going to ever be. When you feel the pull, whenever the pull is there, it's called temptation. And you don't dare yield to it. Now let me talk about sex. I put sex in that because the man, when he grows up, is pulled. The woman is a woman is pulling you. She's fluttering herself to get you to engage in her. Now, you think that's an easy woman, but she's not so easy as you think. And she is not as good as she thinks, thinking that the man that is wanting her is loving. It's not love. She is the one that pulls and makes herself dress and look nice to give a little wink here and there and pull. And if you have sex under the pull, you will suffer like everybody else on earth. 80% of our adults are divorced. Goodbye, all the kids. All broken. No way of understanding. No family. Nothing. But you have made a terrible mistake, my fellow Americans. You think sex is good. It can be. But not when it's pull. You become addicted. It sounds strange, I know, but somehow it belongs to what I mean. You will lose yourself looking for love from a woman. Because when you feel the pull, that is temptation. Women don't know they have the power of temptation. They think of it as normal to attract. Well, attract is different from being pulled. All right, now, to make it simple and give you a new life without curing you of anything but sparing the need to cure you, young men, make sure that you don't allow yourself to be pulled into sex and rewarded for it with pleasure, because then you become addicted to it, and then you may marry it, and then the more you get, the more you want, until she can't give you anything anymore, and then you get angry. The man will get angry and frighten her into giving, and it goes like that. And it goes in so many ways. And so you get divorce. Until you die from it. You have cancer from it. You have mental illness from it. Because you don't know how to deal with her. She's overcome you. And the only way you can overcome is to pull her, upset her, and draw her into you and take control of her. And made her, but once you upset, now I'm going to say very quickly, here's a simple principle that is the extension of what I'm saying. If a person, it's nice and simple, but I have to give you the answer to it. And if you want to give me a call, it's 800-866-8883. I like to have people calling me. I want to do more of that in the future. But have it coming to the subject now. If you are listening to Roy Masters, do not listen to the world around you. The world around you cannot help you. The world around you will pull you in. It could become in the shape of a friend who turns out to be a fiend, and then you get upset. You see, you've been taken. And secretly you'll be resentful, but the resentful will cause you to be angry. It's angry. In other words, you see that you've been had, and he's not really your friend, but the friend doesn't know you see what you see yet. And so, therefore, because you're subject to him, you are no longer subject to your Creator, because you came into the world. And when you came into the world, you were innocent. Were you not innocent when you came into the world? But the trouble was, you had intuition. You had everything you need from the God has given it to you to give you redemption. Intuitiveness leads to intention. Redemption, I should have said, excuse me. In other words, you are overcome. Your sickness and diseases will all disappear. If you could understand, pull. But you all come into the world with pull, because when you come into the world, you got your mother was the extension of your mother for her mother. And her mother, grandmother, was the extension of her mother all the way back to Paradise Lost. Every woman is Eve, and every woman is a son of Eve, which is seemed to be strange. In other words, God made man, and man fell in, was pulled into a mess, and he became half animal and half human. And the reason why you have anxiety, because you have are part animal and part human. When a female animal intimidates the male, it's normal. There's no spiritualness in it. But there is something spiritual in humans. We're part animal and part human, and the part of the problem you have is when Adam was tempted with Eve, he was disconnected from God and connected to her. And so every man is born of woman, of course. But in the beginning, the first man and the woman was created by God. But it wasn't to be so. But it is to be so another way. So he says, "But what because you have done this thing to the man, you become entwined with the woman and become one flesh of her." And so, when you come into the world, you're subject to your mother. And a failing father, because he came into the world the same way as you come into the world, and not able to understand how to overcome the problem of pull. and sex. I want you to understand that there's good sex and bad sex. But the most of you enjoy the pleasures of sex. You are going to die. You are going to die from cancer, everything you can think of, mental problems, suicide, running off for other women. But the women are not the problem. It's the failing of the man. He's born failing. He comes into the world, but when he comes into the world, I keep saying it, when you come into the world, you have intuition, which will reach you to a place where you are redeemed. And there's a magic in redemption, but it's always cut off. When you come into the world, your mother does not know that she's the extension of her mother. You can have a terrible mother and say to yourself, oh, as ladies, a terrible mother. When I grow up, I'm not going to be like my mother. I'm not going to be cruel. But the trouble is, she's taken you, or she's already in you. The minute you start to be angry with your mother, she's in you. I'll come make it down to a small point, which I didn't give. The moment anybody intimidates you and you react, you are no longer yourself. Silence. If I understand the game, I could be very rich. I don't want to be rich. I want to be rich in what God wants me, full of Him. I want you to know I am the extension of my Creator, and through Jesus Christ. And I want to make the point, very important, do not trust your preachers. They lie. They do not know they lie. They're intellectual. And intellectually, one believes this, another one believes a different kind of Christianity, another one another Christianity, another one says 10,000 different Christianities. Which one are you going to pick? All you've got is men. Men that do not understand anything but love the power. And one of, and you go over there every Sunday, and he's in a sermon, he makes you feel good. That's addiction. That's an addiction. What you need is already in you. Jesus had him, had everything in him. When he came, he says to everybody, I must say it again and again. He says, why? In the scripture, it says it, but you miss it because you're being taught. I want you to look for that. He says, why do you call me good? There is no good, only God. Love is not of the world. You can be in the world, but not of the world. Now, so, you see how I said that? What I want you to be is in the world, but not of it. And the way you can understand this is you're remembering the past. You, every person who has a bad mother and a wicked father, a bully father, an appeaser father, who doesn't and is not able to govern the woman, and she becomes angry and angrier, all she gets is sex and a feeling, and the more you give him a feeling, the more of a feeling he wants, until she goes crazy. She's sucking up everything. Don't you see, when you pull something out of a person, beyond that there's emptiness in a woman. Well, in that, what is in the emptiness? Evil. What is in the emptiness of the evil of the woman who has to give it and has to be beaten to give it, give that swine the pleasure, if you're one of those swine. I want you to look at yourself. This is not what is normal. Everything I said is not normal. But just let me say, in a very simple thing, just the one beginning to get you to become cured, I want you to know very clear that I am the extension, as you should be. Every human being should be the extension of Jesus, or the extension of God through him. Because he doesn't make the magic. It is his Father who gives it to him to do what he is meant to do, so that the human race can be saved. I am one of those men. I have found him, and he has given, is extending to me what was extended to him. I want to extend what I have to those of you who are listening. Those of you listening, believe me, and you get better. Simple. And immediately you do that, you become the extension. You become doing unto others as you would have done unto you. That's one. But the other side is very similar. Do unto others as what was done to you. So therefore you become a bully. So let's take the bully and see how many different ways I've already spoken about it. But one thing is simple. The moment a person, no matter how big or strong or wrong or evil, whatever that is, whatever that you are to suffer in any way, shape or form, if you can learn, if you can be the extension of me, as I am the extension of him, who is the extension of God, who loves and has infinite knowledge and infinite wisdom and infinite life from the whole train of commands. One is doing unto others as you had been done to, doing unto others as was done unto you. That is the negative of making things, everything wicked in the world. On the other side, it's different. Do unto others as was done to you, but not from a bully, from directly from the Creator, pure from the Creator. If Jesus extends to you, and you trust him and you believe him, you will become cured. He will have the cure in the light that comes through him and takes away all emotions, and when all the emotions start to go, you are pure. And you will live forever. You will be developing a body within your body. Developing a body within your body. So when you die, when this body is finished, you open your eyes and you find yourself in another place. But you still have the same look, fingers, hair. But you're in another place, and that place is on earth, but no one can find it. It's not outside the universe. It's not in the universe. It's on this earth. Good evening again. I have a caller. and it's appropriate. The number is 800-866-8883. I claim to be able to cure almost anything you got. But if you have a serious disease, you need to come to Sunday morning conversations. You need to be there and present, because my presence have the effect as much as my words. They come together. But luckily, if you can hear my voice and you can say, "Oh, I've never heard that before. This is interesting. This man doesn't speak like anybody else." I don't. Now I will take my first call, but I want you to remember, if you have a serious broken life, mental, emotional, and a physical, like cancer — some cancers may be too long for me to do — I want you to know, Roy, this is very clear, and then I'll take my call. I cannot kill or cure anyone. What is curing you, what will be curing you, is the trust in my voice, seeing where it's coming from in a way you've never seen it before. That's it. But if you have a serious problem, I need to touch you. I have you have to presence you in my presence. But I will extend that light energy, whatever that is, it contains the problem you're looking for. Only that can come from him who made you. So it comes through, and there's something, I wish I could express it better, but it's like electricity. We go back 100 years and there's no electricity, or two electricity. So electricity would be something wonderful. Change everything. What comes through Jesus, that comes through me, that from me I go through you, if you open yourself, mind and body. Please find out. If you know that you're going to die, what does it cost you to come and visit me on Sunday morning? And I will be with you all day if there's enough numbers coming. I guarantee that if you have a good heart and understand me now, get on a bus or airplane and come over. I want nothing for it. I do not want a donation for it. Thank you. Now, Harry, New Orleans. Hello, Harry. Could you tell me the problem you have?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you, but not loud enough, I guess.
I can you hear me enough now?
Yeah, I think so. Roy, it's very difficult to put into words at this moment because I'm so full of rage, depression.
Yes.
My father's dying of sepsis in a hospital in Hammond, Louisiana. I'm a Jewish boy who's 56 years old. I'm the guy that was still taking care of his mother in the next room for 12 years. And the anger that I have about my father, which he shouldn't be dying of sepsis. He's being intubated at the moment, and he could be, if they stop the process, he's dead. And this could have been prevented. But I've told you before that my father and brother they get hypnotized and frightened of women, the wrong company, and this is one reason why he is on his deathbed. Jewish. My mother's Catholic.
Can I hold you just a second? You are giving me...
I just don't know what to say to you, actually.
Well, look, Harry, you're giving me too much information.
I'm sorry.
I want a focus point. What is your problem? Sepsis...
My problem is the rage that I have about it.
Well,
the anger that I have about it.
But did you hear me say that when you get angry and upset, you become the extension of the disease and the person with that disease?
I totally understand that.
And that's where you have your conflict. The worst thing you can do is get angry with it. The best thing you can do is, oh, I see that. Why am I angry with myself? But it's not myself I'm angry with. I have a memory. It got there by me being upset. My father upset me. My father upset me and upset me. And then he got inside you and took away who you were. And that is absolutely truth. He puts his identity in you and makes you subject to him. And you hate that too. And you're, what you're doing is hating to push it away. No, the more you hate it, the worse you're going to get. Please, calm. He knows, listen, your father knows not what he does. Jesus said it. You're a Christian person. You're not a Christian person. I'm Jewish too. You can believe in Jesus. He's the last thing he says.
I totally do.
Yes, it's beautiful. He's a Jewish person. I want you to understand that Jesus is not a church. He's just a person that has life flowing through him, and what flows through him into you changes everything all by itself. You don't have to do anything. The more you try to do it, the worse you become. You cannot cure yourself.
The struggle is a waste.
My dear friend, let your parent go.
You lived through sepsis. You said that a while ago. How did you live through sepsis?
I don't want to tell you the whole story, but I've been to a lot of broken... since about 30 years ago, I was swimming in the canal. I have a house on the water. And a parasite got inside me and ate me away. So I was subject to all kinds of illness and sicknesses and diseases, heart problems. Okay, I recovered. But everything I did, I learned one thing. All the trials and tribulations, all the horrors, I did not flinch. I learned not to flinch. Just watch it. So the doctor could say, I've got good news and bad news with your heart. He would say, I've got two pieces of news. Which one do you want first, the good one or the bad one? I said, give me the bad one. He says, your bypass failed. I said, give me the good one. You got a new, brand new set. Brand new. I've got it right now. My blood pressure is 15, 60, and 65. But I also had sepsis. But I got it through a certain person, I will not tell you, male or female, who resented me while I was taking help for my lower part, and she hated me, and what she did, she put inside me in a special way. Sexist. She took something. It's all about a man's business here, down here. I don't know how to say it, but she's resentful. And so resentful, she put in something which was discovered later. Mm-hmm. And it was a dirty piece of stuff that was in me that was taken from a person who had sepsis. and I collapsed that day. I came out of it. I had eight people on me working for my app, see a picture of myself dead. But the thing is, I wanted to make this point. I'm still going to that doctor. I'm still looking to that person who aids the doctor, and not resenting it, forgiving it. Forgive them, Father, for I know not what they do.
Why doesn't Jesus perform a miracle so my father could live?
But this is too far away. I had sepsis and almost died. You cannot take him out of that hospital. He either dies or comes around. But sepsis is different. It's got to have an answer right away. I'm not there. Because the whole blood system is broken. I would say leave it to them for this moment. Other things I can do, but you can't carry him over from where you are, from New Orleans to here, and expect him to live. What I can tell you to do, though, now listen carefully. I want you to stop being resentful to your father. I want you to see that he brought it on himself.
Yes, he did.
Yes, right. But the trouble is, you got more people to help, and you get upset because you're becoming addicted to helping everybody except yourself. You have
That's
a future.
Right.
That's right. But the point is,
my mother in the other room with dementia, vascular dementia, and Lewy body dementia. I've been taking care of her for 12 years.
Well, but it's the attitude. If you're going to do it calmly. Find the energy. If you go to my website, fhu.com, everything is free. And the first thing you see is be still. No, not that one. The first one you see is the 7-minute meditation that has no religious aspects to it. It's 7 minutes, and I can show you in that 7 minutes where God is and can flow through you and take away your anger.
So can I ask you this, Roy? Yes. Why is it such a shock to my system, like I got hit by a truck?
It is. You might just as well be hit by a truck, because being upset with your problem, in a rage to control the problem, you're killing yourself. You cannot cure yourself. And the more you try to fix somebody or fix somebody else or yourself without the extension of the magic of, if I may say, Jesus, because he is the first person. He is the extension of a loving father. And he made a debut so you can see the magic of this. I have the same magic, but I need you here. If you're very serious, but not with sepsis, that is too quickly, that will kill him quickly. Or
it is.
He can.
It is.
Yes. And so, but the thing is, if you're angry and he dies, you will have bigger problems. But if you can disconnect yourself and be free from what happens to him, what has brought on himself. Nearly everybody brings it on himself, including you. Haven't you noticed you're getting upset and getting upset and getting upset to overcome the upset? It doesn't work. Now, Roy Masters knows how to take a big guy, 250 pounds, and whack him one. How would I do that? I simply wait and let him to intimidate me. And the more he tries to intimidate me, the calmer I get, the less fear I have. I don't have any fear, but whatever it is, what is in me says leave him alone. Don't react. Never react to any cruelty. Because what that is, light is coming through you, and emotion is dissolving. Emotion is only for animals. But human beings think that emotion is human. It's not. It's an inherited therapy, motivation, an inherited motivation. We must not be moved by emotion like an animal. So when you meet an animal that's a man, calm. He does not know what he does. But you know,
all I can
he does
do is
not.
Pray. And
no, you don't. No, you don't need to pray. Just listen to my voice. Just listen to my voice, and look at your father, for he knows not what he has done to himself.
Yeah,
but
he does.
But you need to be free from him, and when he dies,
that's hard.
No, he's not a good. He's not a good father. Correct.
Well. It's a long story. He was a drunkard. I had a terrible childhood. It was an outrageous childhood.
But the point is, just like you, he had an opportunity to find the way. He didn't find it. He's going to die. Let him go. I have a son who's wicked. Really, really wicked. And the most wicked person I ever known is one of my kids.
Wow.
He's dangerous. That's all I can tell you. I won't tell you who it is. Not important. But the more he tries to upset me, calmer I get. He understands it. He's taken all the things I've known to do good things and turn it around and learning how to intimidate him into submission and having people under his control everywhere he goes. And he wants to kill me, basically. That's how dangerous it is. But it doesn't bother me. The more he gets upset, the calmer I get. The calmer I get, the more reaction I'm angry he is to get me upset. But it never gets me upset. He goes down. That's what I'm saying. I have a son like that. All right. Yes, Harry, are you still there?
I am.
Now, please, my dear friend, I listen to the voice I have. There's no anger in it. And I know how to deal with everything, my wife, my children, wicked people all over the world, fights, dangerous things, sickness, horror. I never flinched. And it's not... There's a beautiful thing in the Bible that says, everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. What he's saying is injury and danger and problems and pressures, if you just don't react to it, the person who is trying to hurt you is affected by the good in you, and he doesn't know what to do. He will go crazy, try harder to upset you. The harder he is upsetting you, the calmer it is. No, you are as long as you live. Because
my mother's
if
feeling
you're,
for help right
no,
now.
No, no, hold it. Hold a second. I'm
sorry.
It's all right. The thing is, the dark nature in every person is to intimidate you into submission. But he has to upset you. But the only way you can overcome upset is to be still and find the extension of God, which is running through me as I speak to you. And if you can catch it in my speech, your emotions will disappear, and you will deal with your father in a calm way. And if he dies,
I hope he dies. I hope so.
I understand everything you're saying.
I've been listening to you for a long, long time. Something in you connected in me, and I know exactly what's in you, and I always did. And every time I get upset and I go through terrible, terrible emotional tirades and harangues, your face and your words ring 10,000 bells, and there's a lot of times that you saved my life just by thinking about the emotions and getting upset.
My dear friend, what's in me loves you, and you've accepted the love.
I know it.
Yes, but this is what should happen.
I have to be convinced of it, Roy.
I want you to be free from your father. Your father is your father, and just gently do what you can. And if he dies, don't get angry. Don't get upset. You won't feel guilty. That's it. It passes away. But if he dies and you're angry, then you will be guilty for the rest of your life. And the more the memory of that comes up, the more angry you get at it. The more you get at it, the more you get angry at the memory of it, the memory becomes real.
Yeah, I've been
and starts to get upset you.
I'm a psychiatrist, and, yes. and I'm on all sorts of medicine, and I don't know. It's whatever. Anyway,
you know,
I don't want to take any more of your time. One more thing.
Just one more thing. Take away what you just discovered here. Be free. Love your father. Help him. But don't help him out of emotion. Don't help him out of guilt. Help him because he needs help.
I can't help him at all now.
No, but just do the help you can. And that's
right.
All. That's all. And leave it that way. You got it?
Okay. God bless you, Roy. I love you. Okay?
God bless you too.
Mazel tov, my friend.
Mazel tov, yeah. Nozzles off too.
God bless.
Yeah. All right. That was a good call. A very strong gentleman. Strong-willed. I'm not strong-willed. I'm strong-willed. Strong. All right. What you're looking for, ladies and gentlemen, is, how can I say in this interesting way, if you want to get cure anything, all the mistakes you made, I want you to understand all the mistakes you made are not your mistakes. You think they're your mistakes, and you try to fix your mistakes, because everybody who has this problem we're talking about has the identity of the person that put it there when you were a little boy or a little girl. And so, whereby every child comes into the world innocent. Parents do not understand that what they think of as love when a child is born is not love. It's a toy. It's something that makes you feel better. Look at my wonderful child. Look at my wonderful child. You're getting a sense of worth. Oh, yes, he's so pretty. What you need to be is so calm. When you come into the world, lady, understand you may have a husband that it's not a man. He's part woman. And he goes to you for love. There is no love in sex by itself. A snail, a dog, a cat can do it, and they're finished, but they're not guilty. We're not like them. We have law in our heart, and the law must be in our heart and not in the church. The law in our heart is so simple that it all flows like a river with everything in it, day and night, forever. Not just when you're here, when you continue over there. The realm. Are you aware that you are aware? The duckling does not feel any awareness. A dog, an elephant, does not have an awareness. You can control it. You can be master of it. So if you are upset, understand the word to mean exactly what it is. In your heart, as you come into the world, you are innocent. Every child is innocent. Where guilt comes from is mother's love and the failing of father to say, put down the fruit. All he wants is sex, and he's always going to get it and be an appeaser and buy a car just to get the feeling. And she knows that this is happening, and she hates you for it, and then she feels guilty and she'll give it to you. But then when she's given it to you, everything gets worse again. Oh, last night was not wonderful, wasn't it? Yes, it was. It was a lot of pleasure, but all of a sudden your wife is always angry. Why are you angry? You had a good time last night. No, she didn't. She was pulling from her what was killing her and killing you, but you don't even know it. You're addicted to sex, you idiots. All right. I'm sorry. I'd speak this way. Maybe it's the bump of my head today. Yesterday, I was sunbathing, and the chair fell over and banged on my head. A huge bump. And the time the evening was there, it all went away. Why did that happen? Because it didn't get upset. Now, how can you live in a world that's cruel? Everything bad is good for you. Everything bad brings on good. If you don't get upset, everything bad, if you get upset, you get disconnected from God, further from God, further from God. And the more you try to fix things, the more you try to fix people, the more they take advantage of you, etc., etc. Good night. Please go to FHU.com. FHU.com. And I'll give you another place to in a minute. All right. Now, if you want to give a donation, but there's no need. If you're a new listener, I want you to go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. And where you go there, there's two things that are free, no cost. As many times as you want to go there and listen to it and overcome problems, I have them for you. No charge. You can buy them if you want to, but you don't need to. FHU.com. Do it. And bring yourself Sunday morning, if you have a serious problem, to Oregon, Grants Pass, Oregon. I will fix the rest for you through him that comes through me.